This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here, it is Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with you on a Tuesday night. We're now going to be joined by Danny Burke. Find him on Twitter, at DannyBurke5. Does work over at OddShopper, covers the betting markets, and we're going to talk some basketball here tonight on a very busy Tuesday, Danny. Appreciate you making some time. I want to jump right into it here. Knicks Pistons, a fascinating series where it's been really close, but the Knicks have been able to find edges and could end this one at home tonight. What are you expecting? What are you liking here in game number 5 at the Garden?
Man, I'm still sulking from game 4 because the bet that I had pre-flop heading into this series was the total games played over 5.5. So obviously Detroit getting that first win, you felt great. That's what you wanted. And then they had it right there in their fingertips in that last game just to let it slip out of their grasp. I mean, again, you look at this team and what they've been able to accomplish is remarkable in their own sense, from the organization that they were last year and even years prior to then just doing a complete 180. And they're going to be a fun team for years to come. And a lot of these younger, inexperienced squads need to get beat up and deal with adversity in the postseason to really find their true form and then get on the path to the championship. Not that Detroit had any realistic expectations of that this year, but again, this is kind of the stepping stone in that right direction. Still, you can't blow that game. And I feel like we see time and time again, Kevin, where you get a team in a similar situation as Detroit. You're at home and you are this younger group and you really just, you know, shoot yourselves in the foot or just lose in an absolutely demoralizing way. Now to go back in that next spot on the road in a tougher environment in Madison Square Garden, facing elimination and following again, like the way you lost that last game, it's tough to get behind Detroit despite what we've seen from them this season and in this postseason with how they've kept things competitive and close. So I would lean toward the side in New York here if you could get that 5. I know there's a lot of 5.5s out there. I may wait for an in-game spot, but I do have a strong lean toward the Knicks. It's not my favorite play. That's why I haven't done it officially. But I do think the Knicks get the job done. Obviously, the question here is, are they going to cover or not? And I err toward the side that they will, because again, I just think all the momentum has swung toward the Knicks, who have been battle-tested, have the better players, and the better coach in this familiar situation in Tom Thibodeau. So I would lean toward New York, a prop that I also did play really quick. Cade Cunningham under 44.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I know it's moved to 43.5 in a lot of spots. I still like it, but I don't love it. So I'm not necessarily going to go full out and recommend you to get a little bit worse number there. But again, it kind of correlates with just how I think the Pistons are going to play. And I think Cade's going to be shut down a little bit. So like the Knicks and like Cade to have a more lower tier type of game tonight.
Dan, I want to ask you something. You mentioned jumping in on the Knicks live. I am curious if you're a live bettor, I'm sure you've been tracking it. Have you been betting Brunson points props heading into the fourth quarter? I don't really know what I'm doing because I look at it every single game right before the fourth. I go, he probably gets there. And then I just don't do it. And I'm like, oh, look at all that money that just walked right by me. Everything. Have you been looking at that throughout this series?
I haven't, but in the past, I certainly have. And we not only see that with a guy like Brunson, but a lot of other players. And not this past game per se with Steph Curry, but I think it was the game before he got off to a really slow start. And then he ended up dropping like 30, 31 or something like that. But this is the time for those top tier players to shine. And if they have that struggling first half, especially if you have the home crowd behind you, that's when they come alive. And it's not only because they kind of step it up a notch, but they do such a great job. Brunson, for example, in particular at creating contact and drawing those fouls. So that's how a lot of his production comes about. And you're going to get a little bit more favorable whistle in this environment. So it's definitely a good throw out there by you, something that I'll have to monitor. I've been looking a little bit more so at these team totals in terms of live betting and been doing fairly okay with it. But yeah, I like where your head's at in terms of Brunson. If he gets off to that slow start, he's the main guy, right? So he's probably going to end up closing it out just like the Knicks will in this game.
Yeah, the last game specifically was crazy because I kept it up the entire game. And I'm like, nah, he'll get there if he's healthy. But I'm pretty sure any moment now he's going to go back to the locker room. And he never did. He kept it going. We'll keep it in the Eastern Conference. Boston, a big-time favorite tonight against the Orlando Magic, sitting at 11.5. Boston, though, will not be full gas. Still no Drew Holiday. Jaylen Brown is a game-time decision, but you'd expect him to play. He's been playing throughout this series. Any strong lean or angle here in Boston-Orlando?
Yeah, I certainly like Boston, and obviously I'm not going out on a limb by saying that, and I wish I had a little bit more in depth in terms of a side, because I don't like laying high spreads, especially when it comes to the postseason. But in a similar sense with Orlando, you know, you give everything you have at those two home games. You know you're a massive underdog, and realistically, you don't have a shot at winning this series. So again, now that the momentum is clearly and obviously in the hands of Boston, not that it ever really wasn't, it's hard to get up again now in an away crowd and expect them to keep this one close. I mean, their defense is what they really pride themselves on. I just don't know if they're going to have enough offense to keep close with Boston. Despite them being a little banged up, they find a way. I mean, they have so much depth and they have so many good role players who can step up, like a Peyton Pritchard. And if Derek White can get hot from three, I mean, there's really nothing you can do to limit them. So again, it is a lean toward Boston. Maybe have a bit more conviction in this total or a team total specifically with Boston if you don't trust Orlando to score. 198.5 seems a little bit too low because I wouldn't be completely shocked. I mean, obviously, if you're leaning toward the side of Boston laying 11 and a hook, they're going to control this game. They're going to score a ton of points. So they may be able to do enough on their own to get this total and contribute heavily to it over that lower mark of 198.5. And then by the end of the game, they're taking out some of their starters. Defense gets a little sloppy. So lean toward the over and then lean toward Boston. But earlier today, took Wendell Carter Jr. over 9.5 rebounds. Again, unfortunately, a prop that I saw move at several outlets to about 8.5. If you still get 9 in the hook, I think that's a go on Wendell Carter under his boards.
What got you to the Wendell play? I'm just curious, kind of, even if you know people maybe are a little bit late, but just kind of the process there of Carter's rebounds heading into game 5.
Yeah, well, a lot of what we do at Odd Shopper specifically is our plus EV betting, and our tools did signal this one out having a strong edge earlier in the day. So that's the first thing that kind of got me on it. And just understanding what kind of symmetry and flow I think is going to be apparent in this game with, you know, if Boston's really going to be in control, they're going to be making more shots and missing them. And obviously getting offensive boards is harder than defensive. So if Boston's making a lot more, limited opportunities there for missed shots and on the side of Wendell Carter Jr. And I think, again, this could be that type of blowout game to where the competitive spirits, regardless of which side, but specifically Orlando, by the time you get to the later stages, may not be there as much. So that extra effort and energy and opportunity aren't going to be there for Wendell. And then obviously just trying to beat the market earlier in the day,
which is always a key when you're betting, certainly into the postseason. We're with Danny Burke. Danny, before we let you get out of here, Nuggets Clippers late night here, probably we're expected to be the best of these four games. What are you looking for in that one?
Yeah, so the bet that I took in this game, kind of another heartbreaker in a sense, but we'll see. So I had the Clippers on the series spread, so -1.5 games. And, you know, the last game was just torture to watch the end of it. But, you know, they battled back. They shouldn't have been that deep in a hole regardless, but it is what it is. I still like the Clippers in this series a lot. You could argue certainly that the momentum has swung toward Denver, but man, you look on paper, this Denver defense all year has been very, very average. And then in the postseason, they've really slipped. In Los Angeles, that is where their identity resides, is their defensive prowess. So what adjustments they can make. And you can't really limit Jokic. We all know this. But if you can limit some of their three-point shooting from like a Murray or a Michael Porter Jr. and one of those guys don't get hot, then they really have no other solutions, to where the Clippers have all of these other role players who could step up, been underrated for a majority of the year. Market's slightly moving toward the Clippers, and I agree. I do think Los Angeles wins, and obviously I hope they win because of my pre-series bet.
All right, fantastic. Again, find him on Twitter @DannyBurke5. Danny, appreciate it. We'll be right back here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Game time decisions. Kevin Walsh, Coach James Young in the mix. JY, always good to have you here on Game Time Decisions. I actually want to start live, JY. Bucks Pacers, are you surprised to see the level of fight that Milwaukee has brought into this game, up six at the break?
Yeah, but I'm also not as shocked that they're probably going to blow this game. I mean, Doc Rivers finally makes some kind of adjustments, putting Kevin Porter Jr. in the starting lineup, putting Green in the starting lineup. You know, obviously taking out, putting Bobby Portis in the starting lineup, really just switching things up and playing guys like Brook Lopez, 6 minutes, and Kyle Kuzma, 6 minutes, Torian Prince, 4 minutes. I mean, goddamn, what took him so long? I mean, backs against the wall. Maybe this is the reverse, Doc. Maybe it's just 3-1 down. He comes back and wins the series. Not really. They probably still lose the game tonight.
I think Milwaukee will hold on. I am invested in them doing as much. I definitely think for them it is probably a bit disheartening that the lead is not even double digits anymore, but you're up, and it's been a tough series for them, so I think they'll take it. It's been a tough series for Detroit because there's probably a part of them that thinks we should have swept this team in the New York Knicks. I think that's a little far. I totally think it's understandable if Detroit fans think that they should be up in this series. Many people believe they should be evened at 2 apiece. What do you believe happens tonight, though, Coach, is most important? Game 5, Knicks-Pistons.
The referees are going to have to get this game under control really fast. So to me, one of the things I love is I love the game to go over. If you think about the complaints, particularly that the Knicks had after game 2, I think it was like 118-114 with 232. I think the referees will call some fouls early. If you look at the 3 referees, they're guys that give a lot of techs. So that could be something as well. The story has become more about the officiating than anything. And while we're at that really quick, folks, because I haven't talked to Kevin about this on air, I have a major problem. I don't have a problem. Well, I should say this. The foul was a foul at the end of the game. But you can't bitch and moan about the foul at the end of the game where you're playing, you know, offensive linemen blocking people and when you're setting a screen, and you're mugging Brunson up the floor, and you're clutching calf for every rebound. It's almost like they went home, and they thought they were the bad boys. They saw Jalen Rose in the crowd. They saw Isaiah Thomas in the crowd and all these guys, and they started feeling the ropes. They just needed to play basketball. The only one I think that honestly is playing basketball, honestly, is Cade. Everyone else is doing all the extra stuff. And if they would focus on playing basketball and closing games the right way, people would say, oh, well, they should be up 3-1. Yeah, they also blew 2 leads in the 4th quarter, and they almost blew game 2 as well. So to me, they got to close out games before they want to start complaining about the officials.
I think that's fair. I also think my bigger takeaway, I don't know if I've done this on air. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. The review process is a total disaster. The Knicks-Pistons game ends like that. Meanwhile, they pulled out a drone shot to get a different view after 5 minutes of waiting on LeBron apparently fouling Anthony Edwards and Luka getting tripped by Jaden McDaniels. Just the whole review process right now is bad, and it leads to a lot more issues, I think, at this point than it really solves. So JY, again, what is the action for you tonight in Knicks Pistons? I'm on Detroit's team total over 104.5. So I think we're seeing it a little bit similarly. I know you like the over. Anything else in this one?
Yeah, I'm going Big Bodega over 10.5 rebounds because I think if the referee is trying to clean this game up, that means he should be able to attack the offensive boards. Stewart is out again. I'm concerned that maybe in a spot Jalen Duren gets into foul trouble and Big Ball Paul won't be able to contain him enough. Let's go Cat over 10.5 rebounds tonight.
I actually heavily consider that same exact bet. I'm glad you're on it because now I can fully root it in. Cat has not had three straight games without a double-double all year.
All year, yep.
So to have a fourth, now if he lands 10, he lands 10. But, like, still, the reason I didn't bet it is sometimes things change in the playoffs, and one person that's true of is Josh Hart. So Hart is just, like, overly chasing every rebound. So this could kind of be how it plays out. But I really, really like the look, JY. I'll certainly be rooting that in. Celts Magic, big double-digit number. Boston tonight, what are you thinking?
I'm going with Boston in the first quarter, minus 4.5 points. To me, here's the thing. Orlando and Boston's only been up by 5-plus points on one game out of the series. If I am Boston, I don't play around with this, folks. Orlando's been scrappy. I try to throw the knockout punch early. Maybe I go through Porzingis a little bit, kind of spread the wealth. I like them to go the win the first quarter by at least 5 or more points. And then if I think we could get a blowout here, which I think there could be a possibility, then I'm going to go, Pritch better have my money. Peyton Pritchard over 8.5 points. I think there's someone that is going to be able to get going. I can see him in that 12, 13-point range. He's gone under the last couple of games. But if I think this could be a blowout, heavy minutes for some of these bench guys. Give me Pritchard to have my money over 8.5 points.
All right, a little love there for Peyton Pritchard. I am on Orlando in this game. I actually think it could stun the Celtics here. Ice Trae Young did it in Boston. Also, apparently everything Trae Young's ever accomplished doesn't count, isn't real, and he gets no credit for. And I don't know why that is. I'm not happy that that's the case. JY, quickly, let's do a little blitz here. Nuggets, Clippers, where are you at?
I like the Nuggets on the money line. I know your last guess, Danny, was going the other way. I think the Nuggets are going to find a way to get it done. I don't think offensively they've been particularly good, but I think they find a way. And then I'm going to go storming Norman Powell over his points prop tonight. Over the last two games, I actually think it's a low total. I actually think there's going to be points in this game for some crazy reason. Norman Powell over, I think, 16.5, 17.5. Make sure you shop around.
We're going to keep Coach here because I want to ask him about some Lakers T-Wolves stuff. But JY, I'm glad you mentioned the total. Me not being on this over is a coward's move. But I am horrified that these teams are acting like it's been Game 7 all series. I don't know why. All right, we'll back with it right here after a quick break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
All right, back right here, Game Time Decisions. In replacement of what could just be a whole segment, going at Doc for the Bucks potentially losing this game, we're going to zag a little. I mentioned I wanted to ask JY about the Lakers series. I'll do that in a second. Coach, you had a take today, though, around Miami's sweep or on the wrong side of the sweep from the Cavs. Tell the people how you felt after Cleveland dusted off Miami last night.
I thought it was an absolutely embarrassing performance by the Miami Heat. A Miami Heat that made a run in the fourth quarter of game number two. And then I'm like, I bought into this Heat culture that they were going to give me something, right? Something to say, okay, we're going to compete. We're going to make a charge of this. I'm not saying win the series. I'm saying get a game. I'm saying give me some kind of competitiveness. So what do? They go and they lose by 30 in game three. I said, no. Not Pat Riley. Oh, no. We're going to be better than that. So what do? 43-17 in the first quarter. 29-16 after two. You are down by 40. And for a crowd in Miami that arrives late, maybe they didn't arrive at all. But I'll tell you this much. I've been talking Miami Heat culture. Heat culture is dead. You know what the Heat culture was? LeBron James. You know what the Heat culture was? Chris Bosh. You know what the Heat culture was? Dwayne Wade. You know what the Heat culture was? Jimmy Butler. And guess what? None of them four play there anymore. The Heat culture is dead, finished, gone, kaput. Pat Riley, see you later. I think he steps down.
So, there's a lot there. I will push back that Heat culture was not real. They got more out of Jimmy than anyone else. LeBron is LeBron. But obviously, I think the landing spot helped. I do think that Pat Riley's approach is probably outdated, and it wouldn't be bad if they went and got themselves, maybe, you know, they try to switch things up a little bit. But the guy who I think has kind of escaped a lot of eyes this season is Spoelstra. And I don't think that's right. I don't want to hear about the roster or the Jimmy situation. We don't view Bam Adebayo as one of the 10 best players in the NBA. We don't view Tyler Hero as one of the 20 best players in the NBA. That's not what we, right? The selling point on Miami is Eric Spoelstra. He's supposed to be one of the very best coaches in the league. They, I think, led the NBA in blown double-digit leads this season. They were the first team in NBA history to lose consecutive playoff games by 30 or more. And it happened on their home floor. And the second one was worse than the first. I think that is so indefensible from somebody of Spoelstra's caliber that he really himself needs to take a look in the mirror. But it sounds like you'd think the whole organization does. And I think that's totally fair. My question to you, because, you know, we only have so much time, Coach, and I appreciate you making some time for here. I saw him on this Tuesday. Do you think there is any chance the Lakers can actually come back and win this series against Minnesota?
No, but I think they're going to win. I think they're going to blow out and win in game number five. Okay. The Lakers need a lot of help. They have two superstars, and, you know, Austin Reaves at times, Rui Hachimura at times, they just don't have the depth. And they don't have the perimeter shooting that I think needs for them to equate to help them. But I think, honestly, Kevin, I think we, not me, but a lot of people undersold Minnesota. Remember, in betting about the rim before the playoffs started, I said that they were going to the Western Conference Finals. They are that good. And I think what's happened is slowly, after a slow start, particularly the first two games, Ant has turned it on. And at times, Ant's been the best player in the series, what I thought could happen, but he really showed it in game four. But the Lakers get game five. I think it goes back to Minnesota.
Yeah, I think the Lakers will win game five. I think they could. Here's why I think the Lakers can come back in this series. There's one reason. LeBron is not the best player in the world. Nobody thinks he is. But if he's playing in a game seven 100% of the time, I'm going to pick him to win that game, whichever team he's on. He's the greatest game seven player in the history of the league. Even if you're a Jordan guy, you're banana land if you try and make that argument. Just be like, Jordan didn't play game sevens, and that's cool. Like, LeBron is the greatest game seven player that's ever existed. That's why I ultimately landed on the Lakers beating the Thunder in the conference finals, because I was like, yeah, it's going to go seven. So, but the Lakers, you know, can the Lakers even force a game seven is as good of a question. Coach, amazing. As always, we'll be right back. The Pacers are leading by.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's reset the deck here with you on Game Time Decisions. Coming up is the game between the Knicks and the Pistons. I'm on the Detroit team total over 104.5. Pacers did take the lead, by the way, against Milwaukee. Bucks did just grab it right back, though. So this is going to ping pong, but the Pacers are now back up into favorites. I am surprised at how quickly they've done this. Milwaukee is obviously up against it now. Hopefully Giannis can seal the deal, though, on that triple-double. Had 8, 6, and 7 at the break. He's at 10, 7, and 7. Right now, there's not been a lot of scoring for the Bucks really since that first quarter ended. Celtics Magic tonight. I am going to be on Orlando plus 11.5. I really do think they could win this game stunner style against Boston. We will see if it plays out this way. Late night Nuggets Clippers. Give me Jamal Murray and James Harden combined over 42.5 points. Playoff hockey's also started. It's going to be Toronto and Ottawa live right now. It's going to be Carolina and New Jersey up next, and I've got the over 5.5 at even money on my card. I think Carolina is not going to play any games. I think this team could score 5 on their own tonight, quite honestly. I don't play the team total, though, because Devils season on the line. Why not play like it? Maybe they stun Carolina. I put 2 quick ones in, and that'd be great for me. I would really like my positioning. Major League Baseball, Yanks are up 6-0. Phils are up 3-0. Same for Boston on Toronto. So a nice lead now building for Garrett Crochet. Dinger Tuesday style here to show you where I am at right now. We've got a couple of guys live. Aaron Judge is already homered. Cedric Mullins is going to be leading off at the bottom of the fourth inning. They don't have a hit yet, actually. Do they have a base runner yet? I don't think they have a base runner yet. Shout out Carlos Rodon, the Baltimore Orioles. Soto is live, and then everything else is upcoming. Soderstrom, Ozuna, Riley, Polanco. Let's put the Cruz home runs up there as well. Chris, AJ, Sam, Devers is in action. Pete Alonso in action. Ozzie Albies still to come. Plus 520 shot there out in Coors Field. Fading Herman Marquez. I like it. I'm doing the same with a couple of guys. And as I mentioned at the top, the way I played it tonight was kind of divvying up. Took my 7 guys. Each guy was a part of 2 different parlays. One with the Cavs to win the title and one with Oklahoma City to win the West. I am able to get out of the Laker futures. If you do not have any futures, I would look to get involved with Oklahoma City. I, though, am not beholden to, I said it was going to be the Lakers, so I now have to lie and tell everyone I think it's going to be the Lakers still to win the West. I didn't pick the Lakers to win the title. I picked the Cavs to win the title. I feel great about that. Their net rating is plus 33. Just think about that. All right, let's try and put this into perspective quickly on Cleveland. So everyone rightfully acknowledges the dominant performance that we saw from OKC. Oklahoma City's net rating is plus 19.3 at the end of that series. Cleveland's is plus 33.2. That is outrageous. That is incredible to see what this team has done here and just how awesome they have been in, I mean, it's a monster gap. The offensive rating is a 137.4. It's remarkable. We were talking with the guys in here at the end of the first quarter. We had Rohit on yesterday. He gave out Cavs team total. And everyone was kind of like, man, like, why was it 110.5? It's like sometimes you kind of get boxed in with a team total because you don't want to make Miami's really high, but you also don't want to make Cleveland a 15-point favorite. Turns out Cleveland could have been a 50-point favorite. That's a cover. Cavs are rocking and rolling right now. We like what we're seeing. We like what we're seeing here on the through the camera. Let's let the people get in on this. Dave Sharapan, the consig on a Tuesday night. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
Yeah.
Pretty good. The gold? Can we get a full a full shot? Can we flex the logo? Not bad. Is that a gift?
Not bad. Yeah, actually, just picked this one up. This was, they're getting for the playoff merch. So they put all this stuff on the rack and said, we need to move this right now. So I never had a gold jersey until last week.
All right.
So brand new debut right now on Game Time Decisions with you. The new and abbreviated version, 90 minutes, power packed. Figured I would dress up,
Where are you at? Where are you at on the ice tonight? Goal?
Uh-oh. I thought I heard something. No?
No.
All right. No goal. Toronto and under early.
I think
Toronto wins the series. We have a monster type just war. This is getting down to the end. But betting unders is treacherous right now in hockey. I mean, it's what are they, 12-3 to the overs? Terrible. Carolina ends it tonight. That one's done. Gigantic price, but
I'm on the over there. 5.5, even money.
That's what you should be on. I like that. That game will have juice as far as the total. And then the late night stuff, I mean, it's home team.
Okay.
I think the Knights find a way to get by the Wild, although the Wild are very live. Like, I don't feel confident at all. I think the Wild would have been really good in the series. And then, the show of the night is the late night.
Yeah.
Edmonton and the Kings. It's been great. I don't know. The games look like they should have been unders, and they weren't. The games look like the Oilers should have been done, and they're not. And it's 2-2, and Kings win it tonight, though. I do like the Kings tonight, short price.
Yeah, I couldn't get a great handle on the games, truly. Like, I have some leans for you, but also, like, that's, we're kind of, it's swoop in style a little bit. I like the Carolina. I'll say yesterday, man, I actually did catch the games, portions of them.
Uh-huh.
If you, I had my, let's take the whole slate. Mm-hmm. No goals in the first period. It's like,
oh, baby.
And then Florida was like, what if we scored 3 in 2 minutes? And I was like, well, that wasn't fun. And then 9 seconds into Dallas, Colorado, they scored. And I went, thank you. Yeah. I'm out of here. I got to go. Night. All right. Yep. We're going to watch like a YouTube video. Cause I'm certainly not turning on the pregame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the NBA, but we had to get out of town. We had to get out of Dodge, quite frankly, when we saw that play out. Hey, Consig, let's ask you this before we hit this quick commercial break.
Yes, sir.
Yanks and over? Was that on the card tonight? Was that on the card? I mean,
Digger Tuesday. You just put them all in the lineup. Just all the guys for the Yankees, right? Just lead off back-to-back-to-back, take a break, another homer. I mean, Bellinger even got involved in this. Yeah, a good day for the Yankees so far. There's some good baseball. Okay, Dub, we'll get to that after the break. I mean, I got some notes here. Do you know, I'll ask you this before the break.
All right.
Who has the most difficult schedule in Major League Baseball up to this point in 2025?
Oh. Let's think on it. I want to give it
a
shot. We'll think on it.
And then
we'll come back. We'll also update you on Pacers-Bucks, which is just a great game right now. They're hitting threes.
Lock
just need Giannis to dime a couple. Come on now. Triple-double's not going to get there itself. We'll be right back on Sports Grid. No hockey. Stop.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, live with you right here. Game Time Decisions. Little trivia. Great trivia. Not even, is it trivia? Kind of. Consig asks the people. Hardest schedule in baseball up until this point. And then he says, let's do an NL submission and an AL submission. Everyone agrees NL team is the Cubs. I assume their thought process is the same as mine. They've played 40 games against the Dodgers, but the reason I wouldn't guess the Dodgers is they played the Rockies, so that just is going to eliminate them.
Good call.
They're guessing Boston in the American League. I'm guessing the Astros because I know they played the Mets, and the Mets are 20-9. Talk to me, Dave.
Wow. Excellent work there. Way to kind of get to the bottom of this. The Cubs are the answer. Okay.
They have
the hardest schedule in baseball. Their opponent winning percentage is .576. Okay. They haven't played a division game yet. You know, today's their first division game against the NL Central.
So, that's wild.
Game against the Buccos. Although Haney's live today, you know, he's got the longest scoreless streak in baseball as far as starters go. But the Rangers are the second choice in the most difficult schedule in Major League Baseball so far. Opponents winning percentage, .556. Right behind them, Kevin, the Seattle Mariners and the Houston Astros, both at .536. Their opponents winning percentage. So you were close. Now, the boys, Casino Chris, you know, Slinging Sammy, whatever, you know, whatever the nicknames the boys got, the easiest schedule in Major League Baseball so far in 2025, the Boston Red Sox.
Wow, their that's opponent's a bad guess.
Winning percentage
that's a bad
is,
guess, fellas.
Is only .431. They've played the White Sox six times. I mean,
now, come on, now who put that forward?
Everybody's got to be accountable.
I'm going to cover for them. They must have been guessing easiest schedule. That's the only. Come on.
Oh, they got crossed up. That stream.
Something got crossed up there. Some wires got crossed. I'm not. Yeah. They did get it correct in terms of the Cubs. So we'll leave it at that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, Dave. So let's wind something back. All right, we got a lot going on tonight with the NBA. A lot going on tonight, NHL, huge Major League Baseball board. I'm just curious, a night like this, does it bring out a more than usual amount of moneyline parlays that can kind of put the books in like a, it'd be great if Vegas doesn't get it done tonight, or, man, if Boston slips up, it would be more than usual. This would be wonderful for us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, the NBA tonight with the home teams, I mean, Indiana somehow loses, the Knicks lose, the Celtics lose. There's three moneyline favorites in the basketball that, the books are all rooting against them. The Clippers in Denver is a game of the night. I mean, I don't know if you're going to key anything to that. But then the moneyline parlays to the hockey, you put with the Knights. I don't know if as much at Toronto because it was an early start, at least out west. You don't have nearly as much sweat in that. But the last leg of the parlays is the Knights on a lot of tickets. And, I mean, dare I say it's probably Carolina too, back east, like fading the Devils. So, it would be all right. This would be one of those nights
Where you're
like,
now.
Can a dog win?
Don't look now. Whatever. Don't look now. They're telling me it's 2-0. Oh, look now. This total might be 20.5. I don't know. What do we think? We might set a record.
What game?
I like 7.5. This is going to be a painful. This will be painful when Carolina wins 3-2. That'll be tough.
No. Come on, we're good. You got the Devils two goals in the first 5 minutes. This is ideal.
They've done this already, the Devils. They scored like 4 seconds in, and then they didn't score again. It was like, ooh, fellas, you're making me look not great. Yeah, they did it. They did it in game two.
Oh, they did. That's right, game two. Yeah, you're right.
3 minutes in, 1-0.
Oh boy.
Oh, boys in the back. Party time. Hoffy Devers goes board. Well, we like that. Let's pop up the board. Let's show everybody the home run picks again. It's a good night here. It's a good night here. Yarnell on the board. Mr. Mikko Rantanen comes back with Devers. This kid's red hot. Call the fire department. We like that. Pete Alonso, don't be scared to get involved. Juan Soto, don't be scared. Follow the leader. Francisco Lindor went deep in that game. A lot of love for Coors tonight, Consig. A lot of love for Coors. Albies, Ozuna, Riley. I got a 7-pack of dingers tonight. I feel like Mike Carver.
You really do. I mean, that's a lot of dingers. But listen, wow, look at these things. Okay. Oh, you got one in Oakland? You got a couple in Atlanta and there. This is a lot. Okay. Well, I mean, listen, Judge already has one, so you're good there. You got Soto tonight at home against the D-backs. This looks like this could happen. I feel like we should be getting a little bit more, though, than 4-1 for Soto right now, where he's at with all this. Yeah. Did you know that the Mets, by the way, rotation has not allowed a home run in 13 games in Citi Field in 2025?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't pick any Diamondbacks. Don't pick any Diamondbacks in series.
That the Mets were my favorite to not get shut out bet. They have a 12-1 home record, and they were shut out at home. Did you know that? Wow. Little fun Met fact that I can't wrap my head around. That's mind-blowing. Last update, I was told it was between Boston and Milwaukee. Oh, Willie Abreu, you say it ain't so. 3-run home run. Boston is all over Toronto, 7-0. Garrett Crochet to get the win wagers looking incredible. That was a plus price. Not saying I was looking, but I'm not saying I wasn't. Wow. I like this. We're a little in game here, Consig. I don't mind this.
In game's fun. You should join us once in a while. Stay in the studio. We'll have you in. Ooh. You know, and join us a little bit.
It's shit and colors tonight. Can't be late.
Oh, yeah?
Well, they found out we sometimes eat late in the Walsh residence. You found that out last night.
We live it on West Coast time.
We'll be right back with you here on Sports Grid. We'll get a question on the way out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decisions. We're going to get best bets for you on the board here, but usually we let Consig, we either give one to him or he throws one our way. Dealer's choice tonight, Dave. You got something or you want something? I like that phrase.
I'll do it quick, and if it's quick enough, you can throw one back at me.
All right.
I got one for you. The total in the game in the Padres and Giants is 7. Ooh. Pivetta at home, his season ERA is 1.20. Logan Webb, 1.98. Screams under, K-Dub. Screams
down to 6.5.
And these two teams feature the two best bullpens in Major League Baseball. Padres lead with a 1.63 ERA, and the Giants are second with a 2.30 ERA. You love games with juice. Does this game have juice, yes or no?
All right, so I'm going to – my brother occasionally will send me a market, and he'll be like, hey, sorry, but – because he knows that I'm going to have to get in the mix. Like, I see a market, and I'm like, he knows what's up my alley.
Uh-huh.
You can't convince me that you didn't throw me a late night 6.5 now I got K-Dub on the board. What, Nick Pivetta is going to win Cy Young out of San Diego? Are you kidding me? This game got 100 runs in it. I like what I'm seeing here. I'm going to have to over 5.5 Thunder to win the West. Don't be scared to get it on the card. We're going to have to – wait a minute. Padres home dog. Oh, this game's speaking to me like few – This one snuck by me. All right, I'll throw this to you quickly. The Lakers being underneath 4-1 to complete a 3-1 comeback. That is not, we are not getting a fair price if you wanted to still back the Lakers.
No.
True or not?
Absolutely true.
Unbelievable. Criminal.
They got 2 games at home, right? But come on.
Yeah, come on. No, it's not right.
4-1.
It's not right what they're doing. It's not right what they're doing.
We see you coming.
Oh, the Devils are up 3-0, Consig.
There we go.
It's on their own.
Give me the goal horn, Sammy. Give me the goal horn.
Change my best bet. Retroactively get in there. All right, better verified on GTD. We can edit the tweet, edit the best bet graphic. Whoa, Kate upset it. Why not? Consig, always good to talk to you. In-game live is coming up next. Best bets, stuff for you to track, stuff for you to get in the mix with. Yesterday, 2-2. Today, 4-0. It'd be nice. Here are your best bets. Myself included. Magic, plus 11.5. I really do like Orlando tonight. I think they can win this game. I felt they could be competitive. Yarnell, back to the goal score, plus 160. Connor McDavid, Not bad. A lot of plus money here. Can't get mad at it. Casino Chris, minus 130. Jorge Polanco, 1.5 hit run RBI. Like it a lot. Like it a lot. Astros, people forget. Most unbiased man history is sports media. My pick to win the American League. Money line coming from AJ, minus 118. Reese Olson. We were talking about this Reese Olson earlier. It's too much Reese Olson love in the market. Way too much. I like this play. I like what I'm seeing. Starlin Marte goes deep. Not bad. All right. We get Mets updates more than any other updates, and that's all the people need. Speaking of updates, quickly, before we run through the rest of the card, at the end of the third quarter, this cannot be real. Porter's going to shoot a couple of free throws. Bucks might still be up, but triple-double tracker Giannis, two dimes, one bound, fourth quarter. He'll play the whole quarter. Live points, not a bad idea. Wait, let's take a gander. Let's take a gander before we pass it off to the in-game live crew. I just need to know for myself. 25 and a half. How much is that? Nine? Not bad. Not bad. Giannis should play that whole quarter. He does have two fouls on him, but he's going to look to stay out of foul trouble. Action outside of what's on the board. For me, I think the only thing... let's do the home runs quickly. AJ's Ozzie Albies has not started yet. And then for me, we've got Ozuna, Riley, Polanco, and Soderstrom. All right? So track those, root those. Get in the mix. And then late night, Jamal Murray, James Harden. Little up fake. Not only are we rooting in the over 42.5 combined, but if Giannis can seal the deal on this triple-double, we then need two made threes from the following guys. Tim Hardaway Jr., who started this game 0-3, by the way. Malik Beasley, Jamal Murray, James Harden. Root in that Giannis triple-double. Root in some made threes, root in some home runs, root in your action, root it all in, and root it all in while you're hanging out with the in-game live crew. They're going to take over next on Sports Grid. Kevin Walsh, I'll see you all Thursday right back here on Game Time Decisions.